Switch it back after. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Invisibles. I know it's been a long time. We had to do a catch-up with Halloween, but now we're back to our normal comic schedule, and I know you guys are excited to hear that. Invisibles isn't so popular on YouTube, but on other platforms it seems to be doing very well, so I'm going to continue it and roll into the next comic, which will be at in another 400 pages or so, because this is the end of the Invisibles, so things are going to get really crazy. I've only heard stories of how crazy they get, and I've never seen it for myself, so this will be as new to me as hopefully it is to you. And even if it's not, hey, maybe I'll get to re-experience some of the crazy things that you may have forgotten a long time ago, because like some of you guys may have read this when it actually came out back in the 90s. So let's go ahead and get started. And now we have a bomb. Of course, this is Scorpio Rising. So, John of Dreams, right? You think he went over to the dark side or whatever it is, right? And now you think he's here hunting us down? How would he know? How could he know you'd pick today to come here? He would know. You heard him up there. Something about the devil. It's him. Gideon, I don't hear it. I didn't hear anything. I don't feel anyone's presence out there. The nearest person is a cop with an ulcer. She's worried about her weight. I told you he could cloak his mind. Why do you think all our instincts are telling us there's somebody there? We've got to slow him down. There's nothing. Shh. Shit, what's the quickest way out? There! Something's wrong here, Gideon. It's him! He's here! There's a door. Hurry! Oh my god, this can't be happening. I got it. New Mexico, May, 1998. We're testing a highly sophisticated weapon here. We call him Scorpio, the virtual assassin. Everybody loves spy movies, don't they? The church in Philadelphia is a resonator. It amplifies microwave transmissions, which we can use to stimulate fight-or-flight responses in the central nervous system of the target. The so-called rational mind fills in the blanks and imagines the ultimate enemy in pursuit, drives them crazy with panic. It's like a dose of LSD in your apple pie. And we all know what these two lovebirds get up to on LSD, don't we, Kemper? Going into the church is like going into your mind. It was the first application of the technology, and it's still one of the best. The worst thing in the world is in there, down in the deep, damp places. Please, may I have that image for my collection? Philadelphia, May, 1998. There! That's our way out. I think this must be a storm drain or something. Something feels really weird. He's attacking our minds, Robin. Something's attacking our... Jesus, we're in the underworld! Airborne, May, 1998. What's the point of a whistle? You come down in the middle of downtown Atlanta or something, right? In flames, right, and the pilot's dead. In flames, right, and the pilot's dead, but it's all right, because you got a whistle in your life jacket. And what if you come down in fucking Antarctic waters, right? Great, I've got my whistle. It's not important, Jack. Are we gonna save our friends one more time, or are we heading into more shit? You don't have to come. Well, maybe I'm keeping an eye on you, baby. You can't fight worth shit, Jack. You're gonna have to let me teach you. How about starting with some tongue kung fu, eh, black belt? Jack! Oh. I don't know what the hell this is all about. You and me, Jack. It's all right, though, yeah? I'm not sure. Let me just try that one again. Oh, well, that's nice. Chicago, May, 1998. Black crow flying across a black rainbow, shedding tail feathers in the skeleton afterglow. Can you see the colors, baby? Ultraviolet, purple, yellow. Just relax, this won't hurt a bit. Vaporization of the cornea occurs at high temperatures while the eye is held in clamps. The retinal surface is peeled back by micro-instruments, allowing surgery to commence. Vaporization of the cornea by laser in microcorneal procedure is the opening of the fourth eye. This shit's for real? How'd you get in through security, Roger? Charm, Jimmy. What is this live and let die crap here? Come on. Get your voodoo ass off of that dead zebra. The runaway train is ready to roll. Philadelphia, May, 1998. This place is incredible. But it's like we're in some kind of threshold state. The sores under Philadelphia can't be as psychologically intense as this. How much of what we're experiencing is altered perception? I don't know. I don't want to wait here to find out. Listen. It's him. I can hear him breathing. Why are you so scared? Why am I so scared? I got him. I think I... Shit! What's he going to do to us? What, Gideon? Don't know. There. Ugh. Fate worse than death. Shit. Dead end. Maybe we can defend ourselves from here. He's only one man. If he's only... Robin, he's doubled back. He's not out there. He's right behind that door. He's there. He's there. Yeah! Shit. Oh, Christ. Gideon, stop. Stop. There's no John of Dreams. There's nobody here but us. Stop. We've been tricked. They're doing something to our heads. When you get to England, tell Sir Miles we got King Mob signed, sealed, and delivered. So who wrote my name on the wall? I don't know. Maybe it's not even there. We've been tricked. I think it's microwave bombardment I've been feeling. Lambs to the slaughter. They just switched it off. Shit! It's like a stupid film, the whole thing! My name's still there. I don't know what's real anymore. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe none of it's real. This, the time machine. Us! He found me in a psycho ward in Portland. I had high scores on the Zinner test for ESP. Think about it, Gideon. Think about all of this. And tell me what you'd do if you were really smart and really bored and rich beyond imagining. Rich enough to do anything. Or buy anyone. What would you do to amuse yourself? I'm Ragged Robin. I'm nuts! Start spreading the news. Look at those symbols there. Saturday, May 30th, Chicago. The first Homo sapiens emerged in Africa and the Middle East, displacing and ultimately eradicating the previously dominant Neanderthal species. By 34,000 BC, Neanderthal man was almost extinct. Life was moving on. And 3,000 BC, the Nomo, the Shining Ones, arrived in Nigeria, bringing machinery from beyond the veil. Gnostic Christianity flourished briefly in the Middle East, but the dominant religious paradigm had its power base in the black empires of Zimbabwe and Ethiopia. The steam engine was discovered in 1284 in Timbuktu, Africa. So that's what happened in Timbuktu. In 1305, Ethiopian explorers discovered a white race living wild in the Americas. The primitive weaponry of the white natives proved no match for the advanced technology of the invaders. In defiance of the laws of the Nomo, slavery was judged to be acceptable in the case of these creatures, and centuries of trade began. Then in the year 1963, a few of those white slaves found the prototype time machine their super scientific masters had been developing, and they went all the way back in time. And they fixed things up real good. Is this a dream? Is this America? Black Science 2, Part 1, Newton's Sleep. Grant Morrison, writer. And so it goes, waving the flag of tomorrow. You know it makes sense. It's not making much fucking sense to me. It's a fable. It's a satire. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to make you think. It's making me think this rock star shit's turning your brains to fucking Kai jelly. You in on this, Jim Crow? I know you are. Shit, this is the biggest motherfucking thing you ever set eyes on. The secret of the fucking universe. Uh-huh. Won't be the first one I ever heard. Monday, June 1st, Philadelphia. Robin and KM checked out this morning. They didn't leave a message. I don't know if we have a situation here or not. Call Mason Lang, darling. That's what we do when things go wrong. Good idea. I'll get to it. She's jumpy. Acts like a woman who's not getting all the dick she needs. Fuck off. What's it to you? You're not short of fucking dick anyhow, eh? I always thought she was gay, but I suppose that would make you a lesbian. Lucky you, darling. Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you? It's weird. It's slow, but it's all right. It's doing my head in. It's strange, don't you think? You and boy. Same background, I suppose. Thank you, darling. Yeah, it's weird, eh? I'm 18 this year. I can't even remember what it used to be like back in Liverpool. Liverpool, eh? I'd have been fucked back there. There's something you and I have to talk about, Jack. Hold on. When I wear the wig, that's when it happens. Robin is in danger. We're all in danger. We have to go soon. They're in New York. They're in New York. Mason sounded kind of funny, but we found them. Guess we should go. What you talking about, Fanny? Tuesday, June 2nd, San Francisco. I think I may have damaged the machine's software, Mr. Lang. That's what worries me. There was a liquid. It has a trace electric charge, which perhaps indicates a sophisticated homeopathic processor of the type your people are only beginning to work on. Digital information recorded directly onto water molecules. Mr. Lang, I'm working blindly in the darkness on technology from 14 years into the future, into our future. It's designed to withstand the stresses of pulling free from three-dimensional space, is that right? That's what Robin said. If it works, the time suit is designed to fold itself out of 3D, yes. It rotates through a direction we have no name for and is guided on its impossible journey by some kind of direct user interface, an entire computer network suspended in a saline solution and administered intravenously. Takashi, what do you know about the theoretical properties of fourth dimensional materials? Like, how would they look to us? Would it be possible for that type of material to somehow reflect space-time on its visible surface? All of space-time. Mr. Lang, why do you ask? Wednesday, June 3rd. You're pretty queer for death, aren't you? No shit, Jolly Roger. My patron is the Voodoo Loa, Papa Gede. Death is Gede's meat and drink. And he never goes home with an empty belly. It wasn't just me who talked you into this, was it? I mean, I know I'm fucking persuasive, Jimbo, but... The magic mirror. What? Secret of the universe, sister. It's the semen of the gods. It's the soul on the outside looking in at the body. It's an intelligent hyperdimensional fluid in which our universe is embedded. Forget I fucking asked. So what's the deal with you? You got Mr. Bone spreading his grin all over your titties. Oh, I'm looking to cause some trouble is all. I promised these U.S. military motherfuckers some serious payback for what they did to my girlfriends. I'm the fucking goddess of death, Jim. I'm here to make Mr. fucking Bones dance like John Travolta. And let me tell you something, my tits would easily win in a fight against yours. New York City. Everybody's finally here. Thanks for coming. I know I broke this pretty suddenly, but I'd only just seen the documentation. I thought we'd better start planning immediately. Fanny, sensational as ever, what can I say? I can make a few suggestions, darling. Leather, babe. I mean, if only half of the implications are true. Scanning for bugs, looks like you're clean, Mason. So where's King Mob? Thought you said he was here. He went for a walk. You know what he's like. You bet. Okay, this material you described, this object we're talking about, it sounds like something I'm familiar with. Magic mirror, yeah, we know. So this is the same shit me and the king saw when we were down in Dulce last year? Magic mirror? Is she serious? This thing we're talking about is from the Roswell crash? It's magic mirror trapped in 3D space. It's like you took everything that ever was or will be and put it in a bottle inside itself. Okay, call it a UFO. I can live with that. You want your four-dimensional new age love lube? You can have it. Just give me the artillery, Mason. July 23rd. They're transporting it by train. I have the routes and dates and the times and the weapons. Mason, let me just remind you before you go any further that you're renowned in the planning stages of a terrorist offensive against the United States government. Yeah, they said you're now... I don't know why I said it like that. Hold on. Let me try that one again. Mason, let me just remind you before you go any further that you're now in the planning stages of a terrorist offensive against the United States government. This is no longer a game you're playing. I think it is. The winning hand turned up last night. I guess you've all heard my abduction story at one time or another. What I always left out was that I was sick at the time, incubating a fever. I almost died of pneumonia, as it turns out. I don't know what relevance this has, but I guess I was scared to think my abduction might have just been a hallucination. But I just saw this film of the object from Roswell. It was normal videotape. I checked it. And somehow, each time the same tape was played, the object was something different. That's impossible, isn't it? And if it isn't, and I watched that tape 100 times, if it isn't, what else could be possible? to the impossible. Thursday, June 4th. We gotta do it. If it's true, if they've got it. Please, Jack, we've been through enough. How many times do we have to go to hell before one of us doesn't come back? I'm all for the revolution, Jack, you know what I'm saying? I can't walk out on my friends. I don't want to walk out on you right now, but I need a real life. What the fuck do you think this is? What the fuck am I supposed to be? Jack? All this shit we're into is starting to scare me. You know? You saw it too, didn't you? That red light thing. Barbalith. You know what it felt like. You heard what it said. Don't you want to know what's going on? I can't look at any more horror. I can't afford to feel what I felt back there in Seattle. Why am I getting involved with you? This can't go anywhere. I'm going with them. That's real life to me. Better than anything I ever had. Okay, I'm teaching you to fight. Mason thinks we need at least a month to plan this. I'm here for that long, okay? I'm staying with my mom and dad in Harlem. I just need some time to think about all this insane stuff. It's like my whole life just went by. I want to catch my breath. I don't want this anymore. I'm going to teach you to fight, okay? Then I'm gone. Yeah, but do you fancy me? Kiss my ass, Jack. You asking? Friday, June 5th, Dulce, New Mexico. Well, it's Dulce, but whatever. Everything is set in place. These assholes have made a lot of bad fucking enemies. Their crimes would not go unpunished. You can bet my ass on that. Excuse me. I will show them the despairing ones in the Kingdom of Tears. I will make them crawl and beg to betray one another. And will deliver their maimed souls to you. You asked for this. Curious request. What does this remind me of? The Apple of Death from Snow White. For the prettiest one, Colonel Friday. Or for me, perhaps. Ha ha. I'm growing in the fertile dirt of her terrible hidden memories. I'm almost her. We have good news for Sir Miles in England. This is going to be one hell of a movie. Coming soon. Monday, June 1st, Philadelphia. Listen to me. In the end, Jack, it's going to be down to me and you. Do you understand? All right. Fucking hell, Fanny. What's up? I know what to do, but the road's going to be hard. You have to be strong when the others fall. It's you and me like when we went dancing. Don't fuck up, darling. Don't let me down. It thinks we don't know. It doesn't remember me. Fanny, what's this about? Its name is Kemper. Sunday, May 31st. Remember that time we were talking about how the British Empire ruled the world with the strength of its naval and military capability? And that brilliance of the American Empire was to realize that land armies were obsolete? It's all about movies I never seem to get sick of telling everybody I know. Don't you feel like you're observing your own life all the time? As though it was just a movie? As though you're just somebody in the audience? And if you're living in a movie, then it's okay for cameras to be watching you all the time. Imagine the moment when they thought of a whole new way to control the world. With light. With the power of illusion. Paparazzi killed Princess Diana. The world's first death by photography? What I'm saying is that the image rules the world. The hallucination is taking control. How do we take control of the hallucination? Mason, you, me, and Guy Debord can carry on this conversation some other day. I'm in the mood for basic vocabulary. Okay, I found Robin in a mental hospital in Portland, Oregon. She'd been scoring high in random ESP tests. I had people trained to look out for that sort of thing. She'd been abused by her father. She'd been selling herself to survive. I set her up with you people. You should sit down. It's much bigger than you think. Imagine bigger than Hollywood. What's going on, Mason? Tuesday, July 18th, 1998. Ugly face. Coming to get you. Oh, what's going on here? July, 1998, New York City. Time machines, UFOs, demons and angels from holographic universes. The end of the world. It's like a film, isn't it? It's like America. Everything's a film. What do you think about Mason? He's all right for what he is. I don't know, he sort of puts me off talking, you know what I mean? I used to think he was just some rich wanker. That's just the act, like Michael Keaton doing Bruce Wayne in Batman. You know what I did before this? Horror books, yeah. I made up stories for money. There's always a big demand for stories, especially at times like these, the end of the world. People want it all explained. Meaning what? What if none of it was real? All this stuff we've been believing since we started this. What would you do if none of it was real, Jack? Don't matter to me. I don't care if it's all one big magic mushroom trip, man. My head's been right around the fucking block. I'm bigger than what I was. I'm sitting in New York. That's fucking real to me. Well, hello, boys. Yeah, I just want to leave a good biography. What do you think, Fanny, about reality? Reality can suck my dick, darling. Think about it as we get ready to risk our lives for freedom again. What's the most dangerous weapon in the world? Black Science 2, Part 2, Einstein's Monsters. This is where we're going to leave off for now. We did two chapters, I guess you could say, two books. And we'll do some more next time. We got a lot to go. It's going to be a long way, but we're going to try to get through it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Invisibles.